With Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Commodity markets dropped sharply after the USDA issued their August yield estimates. Corn and soybean production estimates came in significantly higher than most of the pre-report expectations. Dr. John Newton is with the American Farm Bureau Federation and explains.
USDA came out with corn yields that are above trend and soybean yields that were well above the market expectations. And then we saw prices really tumble following the report. You know, where USDA is getting this information, leaning on the crop condition information as much as they are some of their surveys.
And the reaction to the crop yield forecast may depend on what you grow and where you farm. The USDA Seth Meyer tries to explain.
You got some places with abundant rain, some places with short rain, some places where the crop went in fairly easy, other places where it was a struggle and it was difficulty. So I think that part of the trouble with this crop is it's the planting and the progression of the crop has been really uneven geographically.
But Newton says the bottom line is those crops are just not going to be worth as much as farmers thought.
Another bumper harvest of soybeans here in the United States. In order to move that product, it's going to move at a lower price.
Newton also says the key thing to remember is these aren't final numbers, so there'll still be opportunities for the USDA to make adjustments in yield projections.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.